Blog Talk Radio.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
And the guy that's been with me for damn near 10 years, Joe Frazier, Love a Pit Rescue. It's good to be back, my friend. How you doing?
Sure is. We've been doing pretty good here.
Oh, there you are. I don't know if y'all can hear that. Shavaya, this is about the moment that Shavaya decides to get up and get a drink of water right at the top of the show. Welcome to the show, Shavaya, and happy birthday, old man. 17 years old today, Joe. Can you believe that?
Wow.
You know, and hey, what better day to do it, advocates? How do I love my pit bulls? Let me count the ways. 1, 2, 3. I know you got more going on over there, Joe, and want to talk about, you know, I know there's a very special girl that you're going to want to talk about, and you've got a couple special girls there too, of course, and, you know, Cricket I met, and what a sweetheart, we got to meet her, that was last April, am I right?
Yep, April.
Okay, we made the trek down to Hollywood to check out the premiere of Chance the film. If y'all haven't gotten seen that movie yet, they're on Amazon. Is it Amazon On Demand? And you can get the DVDs. And I know, Joe, you got the DVD. And we're still trying to, you know, we got to get our copy here because I know Dog Mother wants to see it and she hasn't seen it yet either. So what a great film, animated, wonderful. What a great story. Check it out, advocates. You're gonna like that one. If you know, I know. Hopefully, most everybody's heard about that by now. And if you haven't, we're gonna get those guys back on here. But now, like I say, how do I love my pit bulls? Let me count the ways. And we want to hear from you too. 515-602-9775 is our call-in number. Don't make us do all the talking, advocates, because we do this show for you and. We want you to call in, and we enjoy the feedback, and we love it when people call in. 515-602-9775. So there we go. That's the girl immortalized here at the Pitbull Advocate Dosha. This is a call-in show, guys. So you know, we want to hear from you. We've all had. Some great dogs come through our lives. And one my catalyst to this was my girl Bean, who passed away probably about 6 years ago, 2000. It was in July of 2014. What a great little girl she was, and you know, just a fantastic girl all around. Everybody loved her and. She's the reason that I really got into advocacy and helping, you know, do some rescue stuff. And of course, this show, the Pitbull Advocate, you know, we got the big guy, Shavaya. Hey buddy, I'm going to come over here and say hi. Come here and say hi to everybody. Want to come over here? All right. He's just looking at me. No, I think I'm going to go lay down, Dad. 17 years old. He was probably about, oh, maybe 3 or 4 years old, 3 or 4 years old when I adopted him. Just a big, beautiful blue boy here. Yo, right buddy, right buddy. Yeah. I can't just say enough about these dogs and how much they mean to me. The people that we've met, and that's actually how Dog Mother and I met was through these great dogs. you know, couldn't be a better family organization that we've got going on here. And Miss Miley, who's probably hiding out on the side, she's got to be about 13 years old. And Lalo, he's our little guy. He's probably about 5 years old, and we got him when he was probably maybe just about under a year old. So we got a pretty full house, or at least I think we have a full house, Joe, compared to yours. I mean, what do you got going on there? What do you got going on at 11 Pit Rescue? I know you probably got maybe you could be at the 5 or 6 level with including yours and your rescues.
Well, we have 5 personal and a total of 14.
In a total of 14. We're gonna have to have another a special episode and talk to you about all those dogs and promote them. So,
yeah.
5 of your own. How did that happen?
Well, I don't know. You know, I started out with Dosha, of course, and Dosha started having problems working, and so Anastasia came in with a good temperament, and unfortunately, you know, it was a little late for her to do service dog work. You know, by the time we got her trained in and really working well, it was time to start training another one because, you know, arthritis set in. She's coming up on 9 now, so kind of kept her for that reason, and then so then I pulled Cricket, and unfortunately, as well as Cricket does her job, she still thinks all other dogs should play and is very vocal in a store, so we're pretty much happened to, you know, check her up as probably a service dog washout and start another dog, so.
Yeah. She's a good girl, that Cricket. I love her. I remember when we were at the premiere, and it's like a quiet scene in the during the movie, and Cricket's down at your feet, and then all I can hear is, and she's just down there snoring away.
Yeah, she's a good girl. Does a really good job when she's out working and everything. But like out in front of the theater before it started, you know, the 2 Dobies went by, and of course she's barking and growling and standing up on the hind feet, sounding like she's wanting to tear them apart, even though she just wants to play, you know. But nobody else knows that. So.
Yeah, those girls were a hit. I like, you know, I just sit back and watch them, and they're like magnets. It's like somebody walks by, it's like, oh my God, you know, and to have them at that setting, and, you know, with all those people, and that movie premiere, I think it was just it really kind of made things up to me, just to see that. It was a really special part of that trip down there, to see the attention that these girls got. You know, and they're, you know,
yeah.
Of course, everybody there, you know, you don't, no doubt, they're lovers of the pit bull dogs, but just to see that how people are drawn to them, and just to kind of, you know, not even think about people shying away or walking away or giving you a dirty look or, oh my God, how could they bring those dogs in here, you know. It was a great thing to see, and you and Tam, you know, together with that, just taking that in, man. That's you know, that to me was a really highlight of that little trip. Advocates,
yeah.
515-605, give us a call. Don't make us do all the talking. We got 20 minutes left. We're talking about our love for the pit bulls, and I know, Joe, you know, we could go for hours on this one, man. 515-602-9775.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
And, you know, it's actually a beautiful thing that service vest actually takes a lot of that edge away of that, you know, pit bull stigmatism. I have a lot of people that would typically not approach pit bulls, approach my girls when they're out working. So it's kind of a cool thing to watch.
Yeah. Give us a call, advocates, 515-602-9775. You know, one guy, I think I probably could have called it. We could have gotten Foster Corder on here, and he's another guy we got to get back. You know, looking back on some of the guests we've had here, Joe, I think there's quite a few we got to call back and catch up with. And we got to get a hold of some folks out in Denver, because there's a lot of stuff going on in Denver. There's a real good chance they could repeal that pit bull ban, and that's got to be more than 20 years, or more with this, and it's way past due. And I tell you, I mean, they're dropping these breed bans, and I think the biggest one, I think that I hope to see this year or really soon in the coming years is the Miami-Dade. That's got to stop. That shit's got to stop. It's, you know, they get these one-day events in October where they do these big picnic, and, you know, the county drops the ban for a day, and they've been doing this for years. And you think, it's like, don't you think, okay, if you can drop it for a day and you see all these pit bulls together and you see all these people together and you've never had an incident, there's never been a fight, there's never been a bite, there's never been anything to give anybody any reason to doubt that they should be holding these events. Just drop it. If you can do it for a day, you can do it permanently. It's not going to take that much time. Sign the fucking paper and let people have their dogs, you know?
Yeah.
So it's happening. So, you know, anybody out there in the Denver area that might know a little bit more about what's going on than we do, so give us a line. You know, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/thepitbulladvocate. You can find us there. Don't do Twitter. Don't do Instagram. Don't do LinkedIn. It's just too many social media things to keep up with anymore. But you can always find us and shoot us a message at Facebook, The Pitbull Advocate. And you know, find our page, and while you're there, like it. You know, I'm trying to keep that active. You know, things are picking up. We're trying to keep this show going. I know we take a lot of time off, Joe, and a lot of that's on me. Well, actually, it's all on me. I'm not gonna. You know, things kind of got a little loopy for a while, but we're back here, advocates. The Pitbull Advocate going on. I think we started the show in October. Yeah, but 2010 was our first show. We had Chef David. He's a Denver guy, so he would be on that. And part of ways there, and boom, Joe, you stepped in and just rocking and rolling here in 2020, man. All about the pit bulls. Where's Debbie Dahmer? Debbie should be calling. Debbie knows all about this show. Debbie should call in. She's always fun to have on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, these BSLs are getting better all the time. Tri-Cities, Washington has dropped theirs, and Tacoma's in the process of dropping theirs. So, I mean, you know, we're slowly winning this.
Yeah, common sense is beginning to prevail. I like that a lot. So, hey Joe, speaking of Chance the Film, I know you've got the DVD, and you've also gotten rights have a showing as a fundraiser for the rescue. You got any updates on what's going on with that? When anything might be going on to get that rolling this summer?
Oh, I would love to do it sometime this summer. I mean, it's not having the equipment to do it. I mean, you know, we've got a projector and a good strong, you know, quad core laptop to run it with and everything. The biggest roadblock has been finding a building that they don't want to charge us an arm and a leg for. You know, we bought the DVD and we bought the the show rights to show it as a fundraiser. So, I mean, all that's in place. It's just really building and renting a wide, you know, wide screen for the projector.
Yeah. What's your closest metropolitan city?
Portland.
Would that be where you would be planning on to show this?
I think geographically, being able to pull in the population, as we have quite a few Portland followers, and not making it, you know, a 2-day trip for us to set up, Beaverton would be more ideal. I have a building in Beaverton that one of my friends is part of. We've been trying to get in there, and the biggest holdup is he just can't seem to get them to drop that $400 deposit. I mean, they have a kitchen. It's like,
yeah.
Well, hey, come in and sell food and drink to our patrons and make the money for the rental, you know? Come make some money off of us, you know? I mean, we've been trying to find ways to get it to where it's beneficial for both parties, and sometimes it's just really hard to get them to give even an inch.
Yeah. Hey, anybody out there in the Beaverton, Oregon area, get in touch. You can do through the Pitbull Advocate. I mean, Joe, you can get that message there. But anybody on that area, if you've got a building where it'll accommodate, this sort of thing, how can they get in touch with you, Joe?
Well, we're on Facebook. You can look up Love of Pit Rescue. We have a website with an email page. You can go to loveofpitrescue.com and message us. I think that's the two easiest ways.
Yeah, you know, let's get it out there, advocates. I mean, because this is not only do you get to see this film, but you're also supporting a local rescue, someone who's out there. I don't know if there's anybody else out there in your area that is doing what you're doing. I mean, exclusively with pit bulls, but. This is the sort of thing. I mean, people like you. Hi, Tam. I don't know if Tam's back there. I didn't say hi to Tam yet. But, I mean, you guys,
hey,
I mean, you're working hard. And hey,
hi.
There she is. Hi. Joe and Tam, Love of Pit Rescue, you guys. How long have you been doing this?
We have been helping bully breeds for 13 years. And actively a 501c3 rescue for the last 6.
All right. 13 years they've been at it, guys. Seriously, it's a great cause. You help them out. You help some great dogs. You get them into the homes. And, you know, they can get the vetting, spay and neuter and, vaccinations and all the things that they need. And I know you're a two-person team for the most part. Giving these dogs everything you got every day, 365. You don't get days off. So, something like this. You guys are needed in this. So come on, advocates. Anybody out there in the area, let's try and get this done, man. Because when you do it, I try and find a way to get up because I haven't been to your area yet. Get up there and you never know. Maybe we'll go, hey, this is a really nice area, and talk to Doug Mother and we'll, move up that way. Back on the West Coast. Back on the West Coast. Hey, it's, come on, guys. It's 515-602-9775. How do I love my pit bulls? Let me count the ways. The way I see it, we're never going to have any other type of dog here. I mean, this to me is, is it a bias? Yes. in a manner of speaking. But I've never met a pit bull that I didn't like or that wouldn't ever have the possibility of falling in love with. Just, you know, when Beanie came along, it was the right time. And I wasn't looking for a dog at the time when she came along. And I wasn't specifically would have even considered a pit bull. Honestly, at the time, I didn't know too much about him. But, you know, here she came, you know, and when, you know, a coworker brought her into work, and it was just like, drop the leash. She's staying with me. And she kind of came up and she put her head in my chest, and I said, I guess I got a dog, you know. And it was all over from there. And you know, I every once in a while I come across some pictures of her, and I start missing her, and I just remember, wow, you know, what a great dog.
Yep.
Joe. Yep. Speaking of how do I love my pit bulls and the catalyst, tell us about Dosha and how Dosha came into your life, and count the ways about your love.
Well, I guess it actually goes back a little further than Dosha. I had a pit boxer mix when I was in my teens that I really liked. And unfortunately, moving around a lot with my mom's job and everything at the time, we weren't able to keep her. But she was a dog that I really liked and was one of the few dogs that I had that it really bothered me to get rid of her. And, you know, at that point, I just thought that it was, you know, just the dog. And, I come to find out through when my mom's roommate got a little pit bull that it was that personality that the bully breeds have that I like, not so much that it was Cali. And so I kind of fell in love with his little bully. And my mom was just like, I see the way you light up with his pit bull. She says, I want to get you one for your birthday. And I said, well, if I'm going to get one, I said, I'm going to rescue one. And so I had tried to call a rescue for a black and white that I had really liked the looks of, and we just couldn't get a hold of him, And I finally said, well, let's go out to Clackamas County. I hear they got quite a few pit bulls out there. And we went roaming out there. And they had some up there, but they were a little bit more troubled than I had experienced for at the time. And here was Dosha, just a 9-month-old pit bull just sitting calmly at the gate, staring up at me, looking at me like, pet me, please. Everybody's ignoring me. Pet me, please. So I stuck my hand in the kennel, and she went nuts. And it's like, okay, let's take her out in the yard and see how she does. And she was dog reactive when I got her. And finding out from history from the shelter, you know, she was on the streets with a homeless gentleman, and, you know, that kind of comes with the territory, them becoming dog reactive. So I took her home, and within, oh God, probably an hour, we had her in with my wife's dog. They were best buds. Within 3 weeks, she started detecting my epilepsy on her own with, no training, no nothing. So that began the fixing the, aggressive dog issues, which took about 2 years, and the service dog training for about 2.5 years. And in total, she ended up being at my side as a service dog for about 8.5 years. And, you know, that brought around the rescue. That brought around my love for the dog and seeing how much these dogs are willing to change to please the person that they love and their intelligence and their loyalty. And, you know, it just blossomed the rescue. It blossomed our placement program before we became a rescue. Just everything we've done for the breed in the long run.
Best dogs ever. Best dogs ever. I'm biased. I admit it. I have no shame. I love these dogs. Pit bull. You know, the pit bull, American pit bull terrier, the American Staffordshire, bull terriers, the English staffies, all of these dogs that encompass that have, that we call, best dogs ever. Am I right?
Because yeah.
Joe, am I right?
Yep. I love my bullies.
Yeah. When we did this show, Dog Mother, she was on regular as she was always listening. She was there every single week, week in, week out. And when we did the show before, we finally got in her in, and she talked about her boy Buddy, and the way she talks about Buddy, the way that this guy he's the kind of dog. And I tell Nancy, it's like, look at Shiva at 17. I'm going, man, these guys would have been best buds. You hear the stories. And the way people talk about him, and like you already knew the guy, I never met Dosha. Dosha will always hold a place in my heart. From what I heard and the way that she had connected with you and connected to the detection of your epilepsy when your medication is low. Can't train a dog into that. It was just, I don't know if you say, was it meant to be, but damn, you got lucky.
What I call a natural medium. It wasn't just my epilepsy. She knew when we were sick. She knew when our daughter was pregnant before the pregnancy test came back from the doctors. She just read everything. She was just a natural medium. I mean, just a super brilliant dog. Once in a lifetime dog.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How do I love my pit bulls? Let me count that. We're down to 2 minutes. You out there listening, give us a call sometime. We appreciate it when you come back and listen to these little episodes. Even if it's just, Joe and I sitting here talking about these great dogs. We're looking to get some of our past guests back, Foster Quarter, and Kenny and James, they're directors, writers, producers of Chance the Film. Who else? We had Tino Sanchez. We had Gordon Shell last week. Of course, brought up Tino Sanchez, and he's got the I'll shoot him a message. We'll get him on next week. That's going to be a good one. He was fun. Get him on last night. He's the founder of Peace, Love, and Pit Bulls, and also Pits and Giggles. Got some coming up. Still trying to get Rebecca on there with the Stand Up for Pits, and that is it for us advocates. We appreciate you being with us. Never give in. Never. We got something from the Urban Animal Alliance here. We play this. I love this track. Not fighting the dog. Next thing.
Do you think you're a big man? Stop fighting the dog.
Bred to kill too, and they loyal to you, but it's a problem. Y'all training these dogs all wrong. Guess you're weak-minded, plus weak with no heart. Only a fool would think dogs fighting is cool. It's a blood sport that's violent, and we ain't smiling. Nah, this man's best friend, and they fighting to the death, so it ends in death. So that makes you a punk and a coward too. To watch man's best friend die for you, it only happens in your world. It's serious. I know the alliance is so furious. I know the alliance is so furious.
fighting a dog.
If you don't need to fight, you're pit bull, man. Pit bull, man. Pit bull, man.
Stop fighting a dog.
If you don't need to fight, you're pit bull, man. Pit bull, man. Pit bull, man. Just to get a little bit of cash in your
hand. Now, what I gotta say to you, fools, to understand where I'm coming from. Scarred up, pits look dirty, and you kinda dumb. How about I put you in a pit with coke in your gum? And bet money, coke, and drugs, and hope that you won. So understand, man, that you were eight. Educate and prosecute the bad man. You think it's tough, but to me you a chump. You won't put yourself in the ring cause you know you get chumped. So let the fat man sing and put an end to this thing. This ain't a champion sport, you're not getting a ring. Your friends think it's cute, no. On the low it makes them sick. Show your heart, you're not really this. Or the monster we think you are. Put yourself in their shoes, you wouldn't like it if your face got scars. And your body get abused, every day you getting used. Stop fighting the dogs, find another way to get amused.
Stop
fighting
the dog.
If you don't need to fight, you're pitbull, man. Pitbull, man. Pitbull, man.
Stop fighting the dog.
If you don't need to fight, you're pitbull, man. Pitbull, man. Pitbull, man. Just to get a little bit of cash in your hand.
So you chain the kill, running on treadmills with heavy locks around their neck. Not chill when you chain them to the floor. That's when their madness builds. It's inhumane and it's not fair. You're denying them love that should be there. They're forcing the fighting so they have no fear. It's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair.
Stop fighting the dog.
How would you like if I put the muzzle on you? Change you up and forget about you. Toss you in the cage like, alright, I'm through. But when you call on me, I'm there for you. But it's not right. I'm not here to fight. I'm only here to protect the humans that I like. Cause y'all walk me, feed me, play with me, tease me. I'm man's best friend. How could you hurt and mistreat me? Stop fighting the dog.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.